We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hichol Tzitzis Simen Ches Sif Tes Vav. Says the Machaber, Im Nafla Taliso Shelo B'Miskavein V'Chozer Misatev Tzarech Levarech. If your talis falls off, you didn't mean for it to come off, but it fell off, and then you put it back on. Before you put it back on, you need to make a bracha. V'husha Nafla Kula, only if it falls off entirely. Avolam Lo Nafla Kula, if it didn't fall off entirely, Afavisha Nafla Ruba, even though the majority of it fell off, Einu Tzarech Levarech, then you don't need to make a new bracha, because it's as though it's a continuation of the original Atifa. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though earlier we said that there are some who hold that if you take it off purposely, intentionally, then you don't need to make a bracha when you put it back on, here it's worse, because clearly when it fell off, the mitzvah ended, you didn't even think that you were going to put it back on. So even if you're wearing your talis katan still, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's still going to be a problem. So we saw earlier that we said, if you have in mind to take it off and put it back on, then when you put it back on, you don't need to make a bracha. And even if you didn't have in mind to put it back on, if you were still wearing your talis katan, and you had stam das when you took it off, you didn't have in mind either way, then you would not need to make a new bracha when you put it back on. The Mishnah Berurah says, in this case where it fell off, even if you were wearing the talis katan, you would need to make a new bracha when you put it back on, even if you put it on immediately. Says the Mishnah Berurah as well, if it fell off during Shemona Esrei and somebody else put it back on for you, then when you finish Shemona Esrei, you should rub your fingers on the tzitzis and make the bracha again, as we saw earlier, this concept of rubbing the tzitzis being like the continuation or doing the mitzvah anew. Now, this psak of the Mechaber and the Ramah goes like some of the Rishonim. There are other Rishonim, including the Mukhe Yosef and the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah, who disagree and say when it falls off, you would not need to make a new bracha. So even though there are Rishonim who say that one could be makel, the Shulchan Aruch does is machmir, as well as the Taza and the Magen Avraham and the Ramah, and they say that you should make a new bracha. There are some who say that you should not make a new bracha because of safek brachos lahakel, because of those Rishonim who say that you do not need to make a new bracha. So Rav Asher Weiss says, because of this, the best thing to do is to have in mind when you put on the talis originally that it should cover, this bracha should cover putting it back on again, even if it falls off. Or Shlomo Zalman Orbach and others say that you don't need to have that in mind. Stam das is to have that in mind. When you put on your talis, if you're in the middle of davening and it falls off, obviously you're going to put it back on. Obviously you would have that in mind, and you would not need to make a new bracha. You would only need to make a new bracha if it falls off after davening is done, and you obviously didn't necessarily intend for that to happen, and you don't intend to put the talis back on maybe, so then you would have to make a new bracha. But says Shlomo Zalman Orbach and others nowadays, during davening, if it falls off, you would not need to make a new bracha. And he uses the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Chav Hei Sivkat Mem Dalet, who brings in the name of the Shla, that when it comes to tefillin, even though in Shulchan Aruch it says that if the tefillin move, you need to make a new bracha when you put it back, nowadays, we do not have that minhag. Rather, if it moves during davening, it's like you took them off al das to put them back on, and you would not need to make a new bracha. So just like the Shla says this about tefillin, the Nishmas Adam says we should say the same thing about tzitzis, that obviously you had in mind when you put them on to wear them for the entire davening, so if the talis falls off, you would not need to make a new bracha when you put it back on. So we have Rav Asher Weiss saying that you should have this as your das when you put it on, and Rav Shlomo Zalman and others who say, no, it's good enough, just as long as it falls off during davening, you'd be allowed to put it back on, not like the pashas in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Siv test Zion. Halan betaliso balaila, tzarech levarech alav baboker afim lo pshato. If someone sleeps in the talis katan, they need to make a new bracha when they wake up in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this is because we paskin that laila is lav zman tzitzis. You do not fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis when you wear them at night, so therefore nighttime is a hefsek, and you need to make a new bracha in the morning. And the Mechaber says, Tov l'mashmesh bo b'shas bracha. The best thing to do when you make the new bracha in the morning, if you're already wearing the talis katan, is once again rub the tzitzis, and that is a form of performing the mitzvah anew. The Mishnah Brahma says, Echein yasa mishalovish taliso kodem she'ar hayom. Same thing, one who puts on their talis when it is nighttime, so they can't make a bracha because it's not the time of tzitzis yet. When it comes time to the time of tzitzis, when they reach Alos HaShachar or Mishayakir, then they should rub the tzitzis and make the bracha anew. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are those who are cholek and say that since we paskin exus yom, according to some poskim, exus yom, a daytime beged is chayiv even at night. We go based on the beged, not based on the time. So therefore, daytime clothing are obligated and sits even at night. It is therefore a suffik bracha, and therefore we say suffik brachos lahakel in the morning. You would not need to make a new bracha when you wake up. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, the best thing to do is to have in mind when you put on your talis gadol to be motzi the talis katan that you were wearing through the night. Once again, says this Mishnah Berurah, this is only true if you never took it off. But if you take it off in order to put it back on, then you need to make a new bracha. We already saw one who sleeps during the day in the talit and takes off the talis katan. There is a discussion in the poskim whether taking a nap is included in hesek hadas or not. Is that considered to be a hesek and you would need to make a new bracha? And therefore we say the best thing to do is to sleep in your talis katan in order to avoid the bracha. Because even though we said there are some poskim, including the Shulchan Aruch, who say that if you sleep in the talis katan through the night, you would need to make a new bracha in the morning, that's not because of the sleeping, that's because of the nighttime. If you take a nap during the day, you for sure will not be required to make a new bracha on your talis katan, as long as you did not take it off. Sif Yud Zayin, Niskasa Bebeged Shulchayv B'Tzitzis L'Hitabot Tzitzis. If you wear a four-cornered garment but you don't put tzitzis on it, Bitel Mitzvah Tzitzis. You have been Mevatel, you have lost out on the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, it is better not to wear a four-cornered garment at all than to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. And obviously, the same thing would be true. It's better not to wear a four-cornered garment than to wear a four-cornered garment with puzzle tzitzis as well.